Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. MR Number 922, The Sin of Fault Finding. Sabbath, January 14th, was of great interest to us. In the morning, I spoke from Isaiah 58. The Lord gave me strength and grace to deliver his message to the people. I did not intend to speak again in the afternoon, as a social meeting had been appointed, but as the testimonies were born, I felt urged to present the case of some who seemed altogether too blind to comprehend their true position. The Lord constrained me to speak in regard to the dangers of those who were so completely absorbed in dwelling upon the failings and mistakes of others that they themselves were falling into far greater evils and sinning against God. I told Brother A that he would surely lose the reason that God had given him if he did not cease this work of accusing and employ his powers to a better purpose than feeding on the faults and errors of others. Christ declared himself to be the bread which cometh down from heaven. He said, John 6, verse 51, 53-57, 63, quoted, "Our bodies are built up from what we eat and drink, and the character of our spiritual experience depends on what our minds feed upon and assimilate. By continually dwelling upon the mistakes and defects of others, many become religious dyspeptics. The Lord has bidden us, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4, verse 8. But those who are so busy in dissecting the words and acts of others to discover all that is objectionable fail to discern the good and pleasant things. They do not eat of the proper food to promote spiritual vitality and healthy growth. Many are bearing a yoke that Christ never placed upon them. It is galling to the neck, and it brings no rest to the soul. I said to Brother A, "The Lord has not placed the sins of the people upon you. You are not the sin bearer." Jesus, the world's Redeemer, was able to tread the winepress alone. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, and there is not an angel in heaven who is able to bear the sins of one soul. No human being can bear the guilt of his own sin. Then how inconsistent for him to think that the Lord has laid upon him the sins of his fellow men. If it were so indeed, his life would be crushed out. From henceforth, please remember that not one of you is able to be a sin bearer. Do not feel that you are under the necessity of talking of the faults and errors of others. God has given his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Thank God for this. Christ has invited us. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. Oh, what a promise that! "I will give you rest." "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Let these words fill us with comfort and hope and peace. While you are worrying over the sins of others, Jesus says, turn your eyes away from these things, and behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. There is a balm in Gilead. there is a physician there. Jesus is the great physician, and he can cure all the maladies of the soul. The infinite wisdom of God has employed human agencies to cooperate with him in his work for the salvation of men. He has a variety of agencies, with different gifts, and they are to cooperate harmoniously, each filling his own God-given sphere of action. We are to work for the salvation of our fellow men, not by judging them, but by showing forth what the Lord has done for us in the transformation of character. Your faith, your sympathy, your forbearance, your love, your gentleness, your temperance in all things will be as a light shining in a dark place. God has often used the spotless example of a poor and illiterate man as successfully promoting the great designs of the gospel as the labors of the minister who is lauded for his talents and eloquence. The Lord's wisdom and power are revealed in the humble, devoted worker who lives his religion, more than in the educated man who does not rely so fully upon God's help. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 1, 1982.